Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
And good morning. Welcome to our digital studio for the Mr. Curiosity podcast.
We're here without Joe, but that's okay because we're the Curiosity crew, also known as the Brown Baggers.
And if you squint your eyes, just pretend I'm Joe. You
know? There you go. There you go.
Anthony's with us this morning, and I've got to say, I think I've only done one or two podcasts all summer.
That's true.
I've had a lot of Fridays off this summer.
And I did leave a question in about 2 months ago. And it was a question for you. So
has it come up yet?
No, I don't think so. Unless it was not included.
So. If I don't pick it, will you ask me it live? Or maybe you don't want to.
No, I won't.
I guess it's one of those embarrassing questions.
I really hope I pick it.
Oh, my goodness. So, Anthony, it's great to have you filling in for Joe on the podcast this week. And great to have John, too, included.
Yeah,
Nikki and I are just like...
I know. I feel like we're always here.
We're just always here. But that's cool.
Yeah. It feels like I've filled in a lot on Fridays recently. So, yeah, I definitely do enjoy filling in. Although, the sleep schedule...
Well, that's another
matter. Yeah, that's another matter. That's for sure.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks, I've had three different shifts, like, every single week. So... Yeah.
So I'm curious, Anthony, you sauntered in here at the last minute with tomatoes in your hand.
Yes.
What is the purpose of the tomatoes?
I don't know, something visual, something fun, just to show, hey, the guard, we're harvesting. And
you just picked
some? You guys can take. Well, I mean, there are only four tomatoes. I wish our backyard was a little bigger.
Yeah, our backyard garden.
Yeah, we're a little challenged with the size of the garden.
Yeah. I think Jeremy just eats it all himself, doesn't he?
He says straight off the vine. Yeah. He doesn't even sometimes put it in anything. Sometimes he just eats it straight off, yeah.
Might as well.
That's what I've been doing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you guys have you and Darren have a huge garden, right?
He just a few minutes ago sent me some pictures of our eggplants, zucchinis, and I said, well, how are the tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, I said, how are the zucchini? But he showed me the tomatoes, too, and they look really good.
Oh, isn't it amazing when everything starts coming in?
Yeah.
And it's just so good fresh. You were talking earlier about how blueberries taste so good when you pick them off the bush. And it's true with all produce.
So like, much better.
Yeah.
Complete difference when you get that local fresh produce.
Yeah.
We love it. Now we're making ourselves hungry.
Yes.
Who's going to be first?
I don't
know.
Anthony should be.
You think so?
Really? Mm-hmm.
All right. Why not?
Are you going from the Boskov's bag or
you know what?
Old school?
I try myself to be old school. And the last couple times I've been reaching for Boskov's because it's so easy. And it always a little bit effort just to...
Yeah. It's not too hard.
This one's definitely not me because there's a lot of question marks at the
All
end.
Right.
Joy in Pottsville. Good morning, Brown Baggers. Now that it's summertime, I have a question for you all. What do you prefer, hand-dipped ice cream and or frozen yogurt, soft-serve ice cream or Italian ice? Hand-dipped ice cream and or frozen yogurt, soft-serve ice cream or Italian ice.
Is gelato one of those?
All of the above.
I guess what's your favorite type of cream that's ice?
It's your question. What do you think?
It's just like classic ice cream.
The hand dip, like the hard ice cream?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would go with.
It doesn't melt as quick. I guess Italian ice doesn't melt that fast either, but it's kind of hard. It's hard to eat in like quick fashion. Right.
That's true.
So,
Nikki likes them all.
All of them. Soft serve chocolate ice cream with sprinkles. I do like Italian ice, the gelatis, whatever they are, with the ice cream on top of it.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, my God. Tim's looking at me over there because he's like, she is the ice cream girl.
Yes. I love ice cream, too. Actually, that was my first job, Nikki, was working at an ice cream place that was kind of like Manning's in Iowa. And I liked ice cream before I worked there. Then I became addicted. Yeah. I was like, I have to have ice cream all the time.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite flavor of the hand dipped hard ice cream?
There's so many. The other day I just had an apple crisp, which was extremely good at Manning's. I also like the chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I went to Manning's the other day. I had chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's always a good one.
Yum. Yeah.
I had Manning's ice cream this morning at the Blueberry Festival. It was blueberry flavored. It was good, but I normally get chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, I'm either cookies and cream or peanut butter twist.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Ooh. And you know, it's interesting. My husband usually picks the strawberry, and I'm kind of like, what? Like, you know, because like chocolate or vanilla or strawberry just seem kind of plain Jane to me.
Uh-huh.
But their strawberry ice cream is really good. Like, I don't know why, but it's just
and
so good.
It's healthy for you because it's berries.
It's got to be healthy.
Sounds good.
Yeah. A little bit healthier.
A little.
Yeah. I mean, I assume it's fresh. I mean, local strawberries too, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It seems yummy though. It's very good. So,
now
Nikki,
I
it's
want
your
ice
turn.
Cream again.
I know, right? Well, you already had some this morning.
I know. But all it takes is talking about it.
My problem though, maybe TMI, but I feel like recently I've been having like an upset stomach whenever I have ice cream. So
really?
It's something you have to think about. Like especially the next morning when you go for a run, it's like
yeah, I don't do that. So I'm I have
yeah,
no
I think
problem.
About those things. And it, there were a couple close calls yesterday.
Uh oh.
Oh boy.
Okay. On that note, Karen from Schuylkill County says, why do manufacturers direct the sound from the speakers on a television to come out the back of a TV? If the TV is against a wall, I need to turn up the volume, which annoys the neighbors. It's on a shelf between two rooms. I can hear it louder in the room behind the TV than the room in front of the TV.
Hmm.
That's a good question. And I've noticed that about TVs. And I felt like it is because they're supposed to be up against a wall. And the sound's supposed to come out and then bounce off the wall towards you.
Oh.
That's my guess. I didn't do any research on this. But I have an old school flat TV that has a speaker on the bottom. So this sound's coming right out of it. But most of them, the speakers are on the back.
Yeah, and if you share a wall with someone, if you live in an apartment or a condo, that could be bad.
Or in the newsroom, almost all of our TVs have the speakers on the back. They're not against any walls. They're at people's desks behind you. And sometimes then whatever they're watching is blaring towards you.
And usually for me, it's Allie watching Hallmark movies, and that's blaring.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, now we're, you know, it's Christmas, and okay.
But I'm guessing that's why they put the speakers on the back, because it's supposed to be that surround sound that comes from it being on the wall, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Think back to the 70s and the 80s and the big, you know, sets that were on. I know, Anthony, you don't know what I'm talking about, but the big sets that were on the ground, on the floor models, and then they had the speakers on the side. Remember?
The console TVs.
Yeah. The console TVs, yeah.
Do you have any memory of the console TVs? Like, that was almost like a piece of furniture.
Well,
that was the television?
Growing up, I did have, like, my TV in my room was a box, like, box-type TV.
It was, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But like when we were young, it would be the prize piece of furniture in the living
It was
room.
Like wood on the outside.
The TV was part of a table almost.
Oh, no, I don't remember anything that dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when I was maybe 8, 9 years old, we got our first like 60-inch like flat screen TV. At the time, we thought that was like flat screen, but still was pretty thick.
Yeah.
That's what I remember growing up. I don't remember the days.
Of like the furniture, the wood. Yeah. Okay.
And when our TV stopped working, my mom still loved the piece of furniture. So, we hit the side. We hit the side all the time.
Yeah.
And usually that would work. But once it didn't, she loved that table so much. It had closing doors to close in the TV. So she closed it. And we just kept it as a
table.
With the new TV on top of. Yes.
Well, and my dad, we still have that piece of furniture. We put the TV inside the little piece of furniture. And my dad still has that in his garage today.
Does
down
he?
In Florida, yeah.
Nice.
He doesn't throw it out. He has his little garage set and his tools.
He just
and
recycled.
Yeah. He still has that. Every single time I visit, I'm like, you still got that? I guess it's not going anywhere. So,
awesome. Yeah. All right. I'm going in the Boscov's bag, and I don't usually go in the Boscov's bag.
I know. This is unusual for
I
you.
Love Boscov's. Oh, my gosh. There's so many.
There's
in
a
here.
Lot
we
of
have
questions.
A lot
in there.
Of questions.
Wow.
Uh oh, I got two.
You got to pick the best.
All right.
Don't worry, the viewer. You'll be answered soon. It's like, I'm not throwing it out.
Hey, Morning Crew. Do you have to ask your significant other before buying something? If so, what is the price at which you're asking first?
Who is this from?
Travis.
Travis. I had a feeling it was Travis.
Former NEPA resident, frequent flyer.
Yes.
That's a good question. Not buying anything, I wouldn't talk to Rennie about. But I think there is probably a price line that we would start talking about it, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It would just have a feel for it that like, all right, this is kind of an expensive purchase. We should talk about
it. Well, I think it's especially if it affects everybody in the house or affects both of you. Like if you're thinking about buying a new couch or something, then obviously you're going to discuss like what kind of couch you want and that kind of thing. But yeah, I can't think of an actual like price. It's just more like what it's going to be used for.
Yeah. And she's doing most of the shopping for, like, buying the kids' clothes and things like that. She's not running that through me before she's buying
Do you want her to?
Maybe.
the truth comes out.
The funny thing is about now, we have a credit card and stuff like that. A lot of, like, I get the notification when the card gets used. And I'll get a notification about a purchase. I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that? Groceries. Because
groceries are so expensive.
$300 at the grocery store. But that's the way it is when you're shopping for a family of five now.
Yeah.
And
six if you count Millie.
That's true.
Yeah.
But no, it's not like a discussion over every purchase.
Yeah.
But good one, Travis.
Yeah, good question, Travis. And I'm wondering, how are you and the wife doing? Like, is everything okay?
Now that we're going down this road.
I'm just kidding. Maybe they had an argument about a purchase. And
I'm not looking forward to the days with kids and that. Because imagine when I do have kids, the grocery bill is going to be probably two times that.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't even talk about the grocery bill, Anthony. What you should be talking about is the college bill. Spoken from someone with two kids in college. It is ridiculous.
My kids are going to be plumbers.
That's a great option.
Good idea.
Yeah, a great option. Johnson is a wonderful place to learn all sorts of different trades. All right, so this is from, it just says, Bob from Honesdale. That's who it is.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How many different cameras are being used on Mr. Curiosity? I'm wondering, because Mindy and John look directly at us, but Joe is looking down and to the left. Does he look down to the left? Maybe it's the monitor.
The monitor
is right there.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's looking at the monitor.
Because that's what he's used to doing during weather.
During weather, he's always looking at the monitor that's right next to the camera.
Yes.
And when back at the telethon, they had a couple people take selfies. I'm like, what do I look at? Do I look at the camera or do I look at the image, you know, the self-reflection? So
that's
a big
part of selfies.
Yeah.
I think there's just one camera in here, but didn't Sean sometimes use a close-up shot?
He did for a little bit.
Right.
We're not that fancy anymore.
Okay. Sean has left us, so we don't get to
do
that anymore.
There's a camera everyone look at the camera, right at the camera. That's the one camera.
Yep.
And then just down there, so where Joe looks, is a monitor so we see what's going out over TV.
Yeah.
And I think he must look at that.
Must be.
But there's only one camera.
Yeah.
Do you ever do, like, during a Zoom interview or whatever, or just discussion, do you look at the camera or do you look at the screen?
I think everybody looks at the screen during a Zoom.
You're just so used to looking at the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look at the person.
Yeah. That's natural.
Yeah.
And now, Joe, in Joe's defense of looking at the monitor, and Anthony probably could speak to this, but when they're doing the weather in the backyard, you need to look at what you're showing because you're not seeing what you're showing on the green screen.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times when Joe looks towards the camera, he's looking at that monitor to make sure the map behind him is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And from that distance, it doesn't look like he's looking off camera.
Right. It just looks normal.
But when we're right up against a camera and he looks at that monitor, it probably looks like there's another camera there.
Yes.
But there's not.
I'm just glad there's two lights now. It used to be just one light, and I don't know. Just
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob from Honesdale. Great question.
And then sometimes, one time... back in the backyard, one of the side monitors was out, and I had to pretend like I was looking at something. And I really wasn't, and then I realized it was out, and then I go to the other side, and do it with the monitor.
Can you do the weather forecast from both sides?
Yeah,
Joe
some weather
cannot.
People can't. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He can only be on the what would be, I guess, if you're looking at it, the left side.
I never realized that
of the screen, and he says he cannot do it from the other side.
And really?
Yes.
Back when I was getting coached, when I was in school, I was told, Anthony, you move back and forth too much. It's distracting. I'm like, okay. I was told, Anthony, you just stick to a side.
Stick to one side.
And maybe go to the other side once, but you move too much. Because when I talk about weather, I get excited. So I was told, Anthony, why are you moving back and forth? It's very distracting. So it could be helpful to stay on one side.
Something happened, and maybe it was one of the monitors went out, that he had to go to the other side, and he said he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's like, forget it.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do the weather from this side. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he may have been just exaggerating, he always does it from the one side.
All right. This question is Howie from Mountaintop. Hello, morning crew and possible special guests. When you go out to eat, when you go out to eat as a group, who picks up the bill? Like as
does he I guess, mean us?
The, us as a group, maybe.
Usually like we make Joe pick up the bill.
He put like in parentheses Cooper Seafood, so I'm guessing he's
right. Oh, okay. Sometimes
when everyone was there maybe for yes, the kickoff or, yes. or when we show pictures from there.
We get separate checks, Howie.
Yes.
Yeah, we all get our own.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think we should make Joe pick up the bill next time. Don't you guys think that would be
I think we should.
Yeah. I mean, he's a generous guy. I'm
then
sure
he wouldn't come.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Or do the credit card game where you have the waiter or the waitress pick a credit card and whoever the one they pick is the one who has to.
I've never played that game.
I've never played that either. Yeah. Is that that's, something you guys do?
No, it's something I saw.
You saw that?
I saw that once. So.
Okay.
I mean, let's be real. It's one of the awkward things of going out to eat with a bunch of people.
Right.
Yeah, because how do you split things up? Is a waiter or waitress, do they have the time to do separate checks? And then if not, who's Venmoing who? Who's putting on their card? It's one of those little social things that I think is an awkwardness anytime you go out with a bunch of people.
Then somebody orders appetizers. Like, do I pay? Like, I feel weird for eating. Like, am I going to pay for the appetizer?
Well, it was awesome because the other day we all went out and John ordered some wing bites. And he was like, oh, maybe have a few. So I just ate half. And then I just didn't even pay for it. And then I had some of Nikki's and I had some of Bonnie's. I'm like, you know, I'll
that's
just
the
keep
way to do it.
Eating everybody's wing bites. And I wasn't hungry myself. But then once I saw the food, I was, so.
But I have been out with people before and a group of people, and they'll be like, someone suggests, let's just split it. But that person has ordered a steak, expensive cocktails, an appetizer.
And if we all just split it, then it's just not fair.
Just like, I got a burger and a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My bill's like $20. Yours is $70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an awkward scenario.
It can be.
The splitting of the bills and all that kind of stuff. So.
And have you gotten Venmo yet? Because I've been wanting to Venmo you for things.
You don't have to Venmo.
It's kind of like when you're at a bar and like you get somebody a drink and they feel really bad. Like, I got to pay you back. Listen, it's $5. It really doesn't matter.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I
need to get Venmo?
Yes, you need Venmo.
You need Venmo.
So I can Venmo you.
Maybe the kids, you know.
Yeah. Brandy has Venmo. She
I know, but sometimes, sometimes the dad needs to take care of it too. John's like, no, I don't want Venmo.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, it's your turn.
Did you just pick that one?
I'm sorry.
I'll pick one.
I thought it was his turn, and it's not.
So I try to remember to bring cash when we do these outings, but then half the time I forget because I hardly ever carry cash.
Oh, I'm lucky if I have $2 in my wallet.
Yeah,
I never
same.
Have cash.
I never have cash either.
I do have cash, and I'm not sure if I want to admit that, but sometimes I've been withdrawing cash a lot more because that.
Well, especially if you're going on dates, you're going to need cash.
Oh,
Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey.
This is interesting.
Okay, Nikki's got
to Josh says, if your barber or hairstylist all of a sudden decided to retire tomorrow, what would you do?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Easy for me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Each time I go, it's a different person.
So you just never know.
If it's the same guy, I'm like, oh, how have you been? I'm like, it's actually kind of fun. But, yeah, it's different every single time.
I'd be pretty bummed.
Yeah, because you get used to a person.
Yeah, I've gone to the same person. And even when I was in central Pennsylvania for a while, I would drive up here.
Oh, really?
To go. And, then I did end up finding someone in the central Pennsylvania area that I really liked. But I've been going to this person off and on for like 12 years.
Wow.
So I would be pretty bummed if she decided to retire.
Same with you, right?
It's a good friend of mine that cuts my hair, and she's been doing it for 22 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Since I moved here.
What's going to happen if she retires?
Knowing Mara, she would probably keep on cutting my
hair. That's true. She'd be like,
I'd just sit in her living room in her house, and she would do it, or sit outside on her deck or something like that. But it'd be a big change.
It would
be. I think I've been going to Inga for like 11 years, and I love her, and I love the way she does it, and she's so good at color, and I don't want to change.
It's funny because you think of a guy's haircut that can't be too complicated, and my hair's not. Obviously, it doesn't look like a complicated haircut, but I have a cowlick that hides right about here, and no one was ever able to solve it until Mara.
Wow.
And so every haircut I get and be on TV, I'd have this just dent in the side of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right here. So when I'd be anchoring the news, there would just be this.
You'd see it.
This line all the time. Yeah. And she's figured out a way to do it. So I got to keep going.
You can't go to anybody else.
No one else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if Jess decided to retire or move away, I would ask her for a recommendation of who I should go to next.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah. That is a good idea.
All right. My turn.
I guess I've just moved around so much that.
Yeah.
You're new to the area, so.
Yeah. And actually, it took me several years to find a hairstylist I liked. I went to several different places, and there were some, you know, some decent ones. But like, then you get that one person that you love, and you don't want to let go.
Yeah.
And she's moved to different places, and now she owns her own business, so that's cool. Yeah.
All right. Here's from Julie Ross, in Muncie. She says her husband Chris has had two questions on the pod, and he thinks he's famous. LOL.
Well.
But her question is, do you allow shoes in the house? I think you take your shoes off, but my husband argues with me 20 plus years now. Thanks for the awesome pod. We love it. Julie from Muncie.
So the husband thinks you should have shoes
should
in the house?
Should have shoes in the house. She says no.
Oh.
I would say no, that you should take your shoes off when you come in. But I kind of caveat that with depending on the time of year and where you're coming from and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The kids, we usually say to take your shoes off because chances are they've been in the mud or something like that.
Chances are they're dirty.
But this time of year, I'll come in the house and keep the shoes on quite a bit. And if I'm doing something or anything. Wintertime, I almost always take them off.
Me too.
When I'm coming in or out.
Yeah.
Now, some people are pretty strict about it. Like, no shoes on in the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what we go with.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's about the same for us. I mean, we are not strict about it at all. We probably should be more strict because, you know, it does track in dirt sometimes. But we're so lax. It's like, whatever. Whatever you want to do is fine. We've got the dog. There's dog hair. You know.
I don't mind shoes in the house. My sister, on the other hand, absolutely not. You gotta keep them. You gotta take your shoes off at the door, right outside the door. She even had, when she got married a couple of years ago, she had her reception. She had a party at her house. Couldn't wear shoes in her house
at
the party, and there were a lot of people there.
Wow.
That's amazing. So, and that's hard too, because a lot of times the shoes are part of the outfit.
I was wearing cute heels.
Yes, like I want to wear heels with my dress. That's like,
I wouldn't have thought of that part.
Oh no, that is a huge part.
Like walking in and out, like if you have something outside the patio and then come back in, that would be kind of, you know.
What do you think about the shoes in the house?
I take my shoes off.
You do?
Yeah.
All the time?
Oh, pretty much all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but you're running through crazy places. Who knows what's out there?
Yeah, I leave my shoes, my running shoes outside. I have a little patio that's covered.
Okay.
And yeah, I leave my shoes outside.
They probably get fragrant.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying it, John.
That's also a reason why. Yeah. Sweaty and smelly and all that jazz. So yeah, I keep my stuff outside.
Now, this is kind of interesting. So my brother-in-law is in the Navy, and he and his family were just stationed in Japan.
Oh, and totally different cultural thing.
Very strict.
Yeah.
No shoes in the house. In fact, they rented a house, and the landlord made clear, you are Americans, but you have to take your shoes off when you come in this house.
Wow.
And the landlord's not there or anything like that, but it was a rule with the lease.
Wow.
You can't wear shoes in the house.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Yeah, I never lived anywhere that, even
no,
any.
But that's just part of their culture, is that you do not wear shoes inside. Yeah.
I remember there was one time when we were house hunting here, like, 19 years ago or so, where we went to an open house, and they had us put little booties over our shoes to walk around the open house.
Ah.
I think it was because they had white carpet, which
that's another good
point. Did you want to move a place with white carpet?
Absolutely not. Oh my goodness. There's no way I could survive with
white carpet.
How do people do that? Like, what? How do you survive with white? You have to take your shoes off.
With the kids.
You'd have to take your shoes off. But if you had a dog and kids in a house with white carpet.
I mean, the kids' feet are going to be dirty. So, like, if their shoes might be cleaner than their feet. I don't know. But
yeah, hardwood floor is the way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Or tile.
So definitely. Has your brother-in-law adopted that since he's been
home? What's funny is we were just at their house this weekend, and I noticed everyone was taking off their shoes more than I would have expected. And I forgot a couple times and then went and put my shoes back at the door. But they didn't say anything to us. But I'm just imagining they probably just got so used to that, and they have little kids. And the kids probably got used to it too.
Right.
So it was
it's
really
probably a good thing to get used to.
Probably.
I mean, it's, you know, that way you don't have to wash the floors as much.
Yeah. Although I will say sometimes kids come in and their bare feet are even worse than the
exactly.
shoes.
Exactly. That is so true. Especially if they're outside in their bare feet and yeah. like in the mud and whatnot.
Well, this has been a good podcast.
I know. Yeah. This has been a great pod. Not a lot of controversy, but
we'll see you later.
We'll be right back.
Curiosity, what are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity. About.